President Trump is expected to pull the U.S. out of the Iranian nuclear accord that was crafted in 2015 under President Obama. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Iranian state news agency today that defying the deal would be a mistake. But our first guest agrees with Trump. Ruel Marc Gerecht is a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, the think tank co-founded by Republican Jack Kemp after 9/11. Gerecht writes in The Atlantic that the deal is strategically and morally absurd, a cover for American inaction, and that it makes America complicit in Iranian crimes. He joins us now from Washington. Welcome.
My pleasure.
And we want to give you a chance to explain all of those lines. But, you know, as we heard yesterday from our security analyst, Jim Walsh from MIT, all the inspectors involved with this deal, the UN Inspection Agency, almost every analyst, they've all concluded that Iran has not violated the deal. So if Iran has not violated the deal, why break it?
Because the deal's bad. I mean, it's as holy as Swiss cheese. As the Europeans, particularly the French, tried to point out during the negotiations, it has numerous large flaws.
Well, I just have to jump in and say, but the French just invested billions in a new oil facility there.
That's true. Unfortunately, I think the Europeans were never going to hold this on their own. It was always the Americans who were going to have the decisive vote, because it is the Americans in the end who bear the responsibility, not the Europeans.
But every country in the deal, Germany, we just visited, we heard from Britain, every country in the deal wants the deal to stay, because right now it is the only form of verification, as we heard people say, there's no plan B.
The verification is very weak. The verification on the known sites is fine. Outside research, it's non-existent. There are lots of issues that were not addressed by that deal. And their primary reason was, is we just wanted to punt the problem down the road.
You've also written that beyond the deal, you want to see regime change in Iran.
Of course. I think actually almost everybody wants to see regime change in Iran. The issue is how you go about doing it.
Do you think that the U.S. should take down the regime through military strength in Iran?
Well, no. I think the United States has a variety of means to use, if it so chooses, to bring enormous pressure on the Islamic Republic. And as we know, there are lots of people in Iran who are in favor of regime change, too.
Why not just let it collapse under its own weight?
Why in the world would we want to give more money to the Iranian ruling elite? Why do we want to give them the means to further strengthen their imperialism?
The answer always is because you have some verification. Ernest Moniz, who helped negotiate the deal, says it created an unparalleled verification regime. There wasn't one before the agreement. If you lose the deal, you lose the regime, you lose that verification. And also, you send a signal to North Korea. Why ditch this agreement now when North Korea is watching and might get the message? Why should we craft an agreement with the U.S. if they're going to break it?
I think it's just the opposite of that. I think North Korea looks at the JCPOA, the nuclear deal, and says, oh, I want one of those. It's very odd to bring up the North Korea issue in this context, because I think given the North Korea's love of Machtpolitik, of power politics, what you do want to show them is a very harsh line. You want to demonstrate to them that the United States isn't going to stand by a weak agreement, that it is going to demand, if it's going to have an agreement, that agreement has to be rigorous and it has to be really verifiable.
You must be very happy with what we're hearing is coming out of the White House, are you?
Yes, though I would still say there are elements of this that aren't clear. I mean, there is a possibility that President Trump isn't going to bring the full force of secondary sanctions against the Europeans, which essentially would gut American economic leverage over the Islamic Republic. So we will have to see where this goes.
Well, for instance, one of the things that the deal did was allow the sale of commercial aircraft to Iran. So Boeing and other, you know, European manufacturers have had sale agreements with Iran. Are you saying that you're worried that maybe there won't be a complete bringing down of all the sanctions again?
We could have a surreal situation develop where the president downs the Boeing deal, which now seems inevitable, but he could allow the European Airbus deal to go through.
And that would bother you.
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, why would you want to give planes to Iran that is going to expand its airlift capacity that they are going to use to further their imperialist aims in the Middle East? It makes no sense why you would aid and abet that effort. You know, the president did give a Fox interview once where he said that, you know, he would allow the French and Germans to invest in Iran in their heavy industries, even though his then national security advisor, General H.R. McMaster, had just warned the Europeans not to invest in those industries. So there is contradiction. That's nothing new. And President Trump's position. So we'll have to see how this actually plays out.
But it sounds like you're worried he might not be tough enough from your point of view.
That's entirely possible.
That's Reuel Marcoret, senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Reuel, thank you.
My pleasure.